This past weekend, the red carpet rolled out in Lethbridge for the Lethbridge Independent Film Festival, hosted by the Galt Museum and Archives and festival director Tess Mitchell. Mitchell shares her hopes for bringing the global community and local community together.
Supporting local filmmakers and international filmmakers to get that feedback loop where international people would run alongside with their work and maybe have a platform for local filmmakers to get their work out outside of Lethbridge even. So just it sort of feeds into both if you have both home and away. To be able to put everybody into one space together just sort of elevates the whole experience.
There were 54 showings, including 13 from local filmmakers and the rest from 15 different countries. More than half of the showings were premieres, totaling 37 never-before-seen films. Showings were at the museum and at the movie mill downtown. Sitka filmmaker Trevor Selway, who is a writer, director, and producer with three films at the festival, shares some of his hopes for one of the films he produced.
And I think with Pendleton Man, it's a fun little short film. And I think when I was growing up in Sitka, like, there wasn't enough stories that represented us and our experiences. And I used to love shows like Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark and Tales from the Crypt. And so I always wanted to see, like, Natives represented in an authentic way in those. And so with Pendleton Man, hopefully we achieve that and young Native kids can look at that and see themselves represented in a cool, fun genre.
Bridging global talent with local creativity, the LIFF 2025 was bigger than ever with more showings than ever before and their first opening gala, which was a smash hit. In Lethbridge, Alberta, reporting for CJWE and LJI, I'm William Balico.